there's another sad story about how New Mexico tends to mismanage its finances. In fact, this one's a bit over the top. It deals with the New Mexico Finance Authority, a state agency whose board is appointed by the governor, that's responsible for managing bond issuances throughout the state, for the state, municipalities, school districts, and it currently manages $1.3 billion of state debt. Well, it turns out that the 2011 financial report for the agency was entirely fraudulent. The controller, Greg Campbell, simply made up some numbers and forged the signature of the regular auditor of the report and issued this false financial statement. It went to investors, it went to the rating agencies, and it turns out it was entirely bogus. Well, what is the consequence going to be? We don't really know, but Moody's and S&P, the rating agencies, are considering downgrading credit rating, which would increase interest on $1.3 billion of debt. We also know that several bond issues that were scheduled for later this summer and early fall have had to be postponed or canceled until this mess gets sorted out. There are some unknown number of funds that are unaccounted for. Greg Campbell, the controller, has resigned, but hopefully some more severe penalties are facing him. But what about the board of directors? Where was their supervision of this fiasco? Possibly related is that last month, the chairman of the board resigned after being arrested for drunk driving. Well, this is New Mexico at its best. That's my New Mexico Minute.